Oh, dear Karina, Michael Criswell here. Sister, I'm going to love you enough in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, just like I do everybody who takes the time to send me a message or inquire about their spiritual walk with me. Sister, I'm going to shoot you straight, okay? I can't be more than maybe 15 to 18, 20 minutes max into your recording. And I'm getting just this terrible feeling in my stomach. I'm cringing. I'm going, oh no, God, please. I can't hear this anymore. And so, sister, I know this is going to be very offensive to you, but please understand from my perspective, try not to take this personal, but I have been doing this for 7 years and I have heard from thousands of people, not dozens, not hundreds, thousands of people around the country, primarily women, regarding this exact situation. And I'm cringing. Let me tell you why I'm cringing, and you can tell me if I can come back from the cliff here, because I'm ready to cliff jump on your recording. All I have heard, let me tell you what I've heard, is a man of God who knows how important it is that any relationship between a husband and a wife be so absolutely carefully considered, baked in prayer, and confessions to the Lord be made that, Lord God, perhaps I'm not as spiritual as I think I am, and God, I really need your help, and God, I'm inclined to choose according to what I feel. Oh, sister, I hear so much of what you feel in this message. It's honestly, it scares me to pieces. There's no way for me to make light of this. You have mentioned that you feel 27 years ago that God was pulling you to this man, okay? Feelings have gotten people in more trouble than you can possibly imagine. I cannot find one email from the horrific emails that I've received over the years where someone did not at one point feel so certain that this was the one, that God was drawing this person to themself. And they were so absolutely convinced. It was all this feels so right. It feels so good. Okay, so feelings are absolutely foolish most of the time. Emotions are completely stupid. They have nothing to do with fact. And you are right now, you got a giant red X with me on this. If you're reaching out to me, I suppose you want feedback on this, and I'm getting a huge red X. Number two, I've not heard you mention anything else that is critical, that's important as it relates to choosing a mate. And I think you've already said yourself, you've already been married twice. Sister, put the brakes on this. If you haven't already, I'm not missing the part of this recording where the lights have come on and you realize, my God, what am I doing? This is a horrible mistake. I'm getting ready to jump into number three disaster here. So if I haven't heard that part of the recording, forgive me. If I will never hear that part of the recording, trust me, you need to hear this. You need to hear this as a man who fears God, who loves people, who sees and knows how conniving and how deceptive the devil himself is, number one. And then look at Jeremiah 17, verse 10. The heart is deceitfully wicked above all things. Who can understand it? People are so convinced and they're so wrong. They're so deceived. And they step into this thing and it's just like a self-lynch romance. I mean, you're just tying the knot around your own neck. So here's what I'm hearing, and it just makes me, spiritually, I'm very, very upset about what I'm hearing about this, because you need to be, of all people, having already done this twice, Karina, you have to be so careful, sister. You have to be so careful, and I'm hearing you. Here's what I'm hearing as a spiritual man of God. Oh, I think I can kiss this guy. I think I could be sexually attracted, physically attracted enough that I could kiss him. Check that box. That's pretty good. Okay, I'm good. Okay, what's the next thing I'm hearing over and over again? That the guy is so hilarious. He makes you feel so good and he's so funny and so entertaining. Karina, sister, this is the absolute most foolish reasons for you to think that you could step into a relationship like this, sister. My God, please, in the name of Jesus Christ, give her eyes to see. Karina, I know you're probably as embarrassed as the guy who tried to kiss you on the lips and got rejected by you. Perhaps maybe you're now the one who is feeling a little bit like that. And I hope that you are feeling like that. If this is the direction you're going, sister, I would implore you to put the brakes on. To not do this. To not think that just an open door and put all these coincidences together. Do you know how many coincidences and open doors the devil has opened in the hearts and lives of people to ruin and destroy them all over the world? Listen, you may not have another go at this. One more time, three strikes for you may be out. You may lose your whole faith in God over this. You have to be so careful. Don't you know that that dirty devil wants to get you in a position where you choose and you grab and you act and he can put you with his best, and it's a decoy. I mean, do you know even some of the very best teachers on the internet in the name of Jesus Christ are masquerading, they're devil's agents, masquerading, as the Bible says, as angels of light. They say Jesus, they say they love him, they say they know him, they preach about him, they read his word to the audience, they are convicted, they're passionate. Bible says Satan masquerades as an angel of light. We should not be surprised that even his workers do. How much more people that we worked with in a bar 27 years ago, you have not mentioned the first thing about this guy's faith, about his love of Jesus Christ, about his passion, about where you see evidence that he's taken up his cross and denied himself, where you see evidence that he's a true spiritual follower of Jesus Christ, not just a carnal church sitting, you know, warm body who's just going through the motions. Oh man, I had this kind of stuff gives me... It's a huge distraction for me, but I feel compelled out of love to you to let you know, please don't do this, Karina. Please don't do this. Take this from somebody who has heard from thousands of people who thought for sure they were right, who thought, no, you don't understand, but Michael, my situation is different. And who've come back later to say, my God, what have I gotten myself into? You may not get another chance spiritually after this. Do you know the devil is always about trying to yoke God-fearing, chosen, elect children of God with counterfeits to suck the life out of them? How much spiritual life do you have left after what you've been through? How many more chances do you want to take? Why not let Jesus Christ be your husband? Do you know how much trouble you can save yourself by remaining single and literally finding what Christian testimony for thousands of years has testified, that there's a place you can get to so filled with the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ that he becomes your everything, your magnificent obsession, where you can say, Lord, you are my husband. God, you are my husband. I don't need another husband. I'm so delighted in you. I don't need what carnal man needs. Listen, do you know the safest place to get married is after you've reached that place? That's what happened to me. That's what happened to Persis. We both agreed that we were going to live single, that we could totally live single. We no longer needed to have a spouse. We just wanted God, and God had other reasons. He had a bunch of very good reasons, very few of which had to do with us having a great romance, which I hope to really make clear in the story I'm telling. But oh, Karina, my heart is just so stressed out for you. So stressed out to hear this recording. And again, if I've cut myself short and I just don't have time to listen to the whole thing, especially after what I'm hearing, I just can't take it anymore. And I know most likely that I've had some people, when I warn them, they have ears to hear and they say, Michael, goodness gracious, thank you for telling me this. I kind of was wondering and I needed somebody with a little extra courage to, you know, pull me back off of this cliff. Thank you. And then other people are like, nope, I know better than you. And I, God lets you go, and so do I. So listen, if I've gotten ahead of myself here by not listening to the rest, forgive me. If not, Karina, you got to find Jesus Christ in fullness first. Forget the man. Run him off. Run him off, sister. I'm telling you, as a man of God who has the Holy Spirit living inside of me, I'm speaking all this to you by the Spirit of God, trying to rebuke and correct and instruct and warn you from making a mistake. Perhaps you should keep this recording for divorce number three, because I'm telling you, I hear in my spirit when you say, oh, he makes me laugh. I say, oh, sister, he is going to make you cry. That guy's going to make you cry. This is what happens to the very best of them. This is what happens to the very best of them. This is not a joke. And again, Michael, how can you be so passionate? How can you be so sure? Thousands, Karina. thousands of testimonies from around the world I've heard like this, okay? I know what the devil's tricks are. I've heard people be so convinced. And sister, I'm telling you, even if I am wrong about this guy, I'm right about you. You are not yet in a position, spiritually speaking, you're not right with God enough to be able to make a strong decision like this. If you're telling me I'm recognizing a tree by its fruit, and based on the fact that you feel you can kiss a guy and that he's so funny, you cannot go to heaven for either of those. Those are not qualifications that make a man worthy to marry a child of God. Are you a child of God? Are you a daughter of the Most High God? And can you imagine if you were the daughter of a king and the guys came in and said, "Your Lordship, Your Majesty, we found a suitable groom for your daughter. He's adorable and he's got wonderful lips that she can kiss and they'll be attracted to one another. And man, is this guy funny." And by the way, they knew each other. They worked together in a pasture in a rice field 27 years ago. So Your Majesty, this has got to be divine. I'm not trying to be silly, sister. I'm trying to show you how ridiculous this kind of thinking is. Can you imagine? I mean, if you really believe that you are the daughter of a king and somebody's trying to play hookup with the king's daughter, saying this guy's a good kisser and he looks like he's got great lips, he can kiss good, and man, is he funny. And the king would stand up and go, "Hallelujah! The union is made. The bond is certified. The betrothal is here. This is the man that I'm choosing for my beloved daughter, my princess." Sister, please don't think so lowly of yourself. Just because you've been through two divorces doesn't mean God can't raise you up and make you a jewel in His crown. Believe God for His best, which is Him. You have to find Him first. And this is what I wish I could get every single woman on the planet to become obsessed with Jesus, not obsessed with finding. And of course, your first thoughts are, "But Michael, I'm not obsessed. Listen, the fact that you're this driven to make recordings about it and you're thinking that you have a strong desire in this area, I'm telling you, Karina, you're going to be in trouble. Keep this recording. You're going to be in trouble if you go down this road. Unless God, there's just no way. The only thing I could think is God might put you into this to teach you another lesson and to finally break you like you've never been broken before. That's possible. God may want you to go into this so that you can just absolutely fall completely flat, desperate, and have absolutely zero trust in yourself. It very well could be that that's what God wants to do. So I don't want to get in His way, but I have to tell you, I feel a responsibility to wash my hands of any spiritual blood that I may have heard. I cannot just pretend like I didn't just hear this. And that this isn't just foolish talk. Okay? Now, sister, I say these things not to hurt you. I'm not trying to put you down. I'm trying to rebuke you strongly. Okay? As a man of God who sees this kind of stuff, I'm trying to tell you, please, please, stop this. Wait on God. Get in the Word, obey the Word, take up the cross, deny yourself, lose your life to find it, hate your life in this world, plead with God to baptize you in His Holy Spirit, to fill you and empower you. You will never have any desire for a man after that. Paul was so right when he said, "I believe she's better off if she doesn't marry, and I have the Spirit of Christ in me." And you know something? I have the same Spirit of Christ in me that Paul did, and I say, you are better off. You are better off. He says, "I'm trying to help you avoid all the troubles that come to those who marry in this age." Do you know how much trouble comes on those who marry unless God has a really good reason? There's nothing wrong with being single and being able to dedicate yourself wholly to God. Even if it's just for a season. But even if you didn't marry until way down the road, a man, if you found Jesus Christ as your all, as your magnificent obsession, sister, that's what you have to go for. He's the only one that won't fail you. He's the only one that has the character you can trust, who will never disown you, who will never turn from you, who will never cheat on you, who will never disappoint you, who will never find a hobby that he loves and obsesses with more than you, who will never make all these promises and set your expectations at the moon and crash land you in the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Jesus Christ will never do that. Men will do that. So I have to go. I've tried to warn you strongly, and I want you to know this is done in love. What is love? A gentle, soft little whisper. Oh, Karina, just, you know, you might want to consider. No, that's not it. It's me as your big brother. You've reached out to me telling you, I want you to be better off than you are right now. That's what love is. I want you to be better off than you are right now. And right now you're headed down a road that's a dangerous one. Very dangerous, very unwise. Could you get lucky and make foolish choices, foolish decisions, and have discernment that's just totally, you know, 6 miles under the ground? And could you still get lucky and find a guy who will be nice to you and treat you fair? Yeah, you could. It's unlikely. In this world where everybody's out for themselves, 2 Timothy 3:1-5, people are lovers of pleasure, lovers of money, lovers of themselves. They don't take up their cross. Listen, if you can show me that man has denied himself, he's taken up his cross, he's had suffered loss for Jesus Christ, that his heart burns with a passion for Jesus, and quite honestly, he might be a little jealous of you getting in the way of his relationship with God, like I was with Persis, that you'll hear in some recordings where I warned Persis, the woman God gave me, a beautiful Indian. Talk about attractive. Talk about a desire, 5.5 years for waiting, and I'm telling Persis, you know, I want to be clear that, you know, I've told God there's no way you can get in the way of the relationship that I have, and that I don't want God to be jealous. Now, if you're telling me you're talking about a man like that, that's a totally different situation, totally different story, and I might be inclined to say, now that is the kind of guy I could see God putting you with. That's the kind of guy that I'd feel good about you stepping forward with. And you say, well, where is that guy? Only God knows if he has him for you. But this whole thing that you've told me so far, sister, oh my goodness, it's foolish. I'm telling you, it's foolish. Okay? I've warned you, and I hope and pray you have ears to hear. Okay? I must run. Sister, I do care about you as a sister in Christ. And that's why I took the time to make this message. I hope you'll hear it. God bless you in Jesus' name.